The Department of Energy is now looking at whether the American automobile fleet can go above 10%. And so 10 to 15%. I don't want to prejudge what they're going to find, but if the existing automobile fleet can handle 15%, I would say let's make that a target and go to 15%. I mean, this is very important for decreasing our oil independence. I should also say, although it's not, we should think about doing the following. I've been told it costs about $100 in gaskets and fuel lines to turn a car so that it can go all the way to E85. Okay, retrofit, very expensive, but a new car, if it only costs $100 out of $15,000, wouldn't it be nice to put in those fuel lines and gaskets so that we can use any ratio we want? And just you know, so I... Just a thought. I don't think you're going to get any objections here in this audience. Well, it's beginning to be discussed, but again, it's one of those things where I think in virtually anything, once a government steps in, the natural tendency is to resist government intervention. But we'll see about whether, you know, the current fleet can take 15% or 13% ethanol. Right. I think, well, the EPA will go, the Obama administration has made it very clear that they would rather get to where we need to get to in terms of decreasing our carbon footprint by legislation, not by regulatory things. I mean, we definitely want to do that. With regard to the biofuels, look, Iowa is a great producer of biofuels. I knew about a lot of this, that you're going to be driving to more efficiency in terms of corn specifically to biofuels. There is a hope that, but it's not commercially available yet, that one can go to cellulosic sources of biofuels, which Iowa can grow as easily and use all the agricultural waste. About half the corn stover doesn't have to be plugged back into the fields. The corn cobs can be used. All the agricultural waste can be used. And in addition to that, there, you know, Iowa has tremendous productivity in corn, but if you look at some of the grasses that one can grow that don't require the fertilizer input, the potential is even greater. The trouble is we don't have the technology today to turn cellulose and lignocellulose into biofuel. But the Department of Energy is pushing very, very hard in order to give that option. Because if we get that, then we could be transitioning not from, let's see, 3 billion gallons is what you guys produce. You can probably increase that twofold, threefold, fourfold. If you use all the agricultural waste plus, you know, capacity to grow better stuff. So what we are trying to do is to help the farmers transition as quickly as possible. You know, I think no one intends and wants to shut down what you have today. Let me give you an example. And I was Department of Energy is funding 3 biofuels research institutes. One centered in Madison, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin. One centered in Oak Ridge. One centered at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, my old lab. And in the first 6 months of the Berkeley lab, they were able to genetically modify yeast, same yeast used to ferment corn starches into ethanol. They could generate yeast that if you feed them simple sugars, they would create gasoline and diesel-like fuel. Now, it's not commercially viable yet, but one hopes that within 3 or 4 or 5 years, you can get these yeast to convert sugars into diesel and gasoline-like fuel, which can go directly into the infrastructure, so you wouldn't need the gaskets, but we should do them anyway, just in case we don't get there. And to make it commercially viable. So I'm very hopeful that we can give the American farmers something the estimate by an Oak Ridge study was that one could get 1 billion tons of agricultural mass, both agricultural waste and specific crops. If you can convert it with the known conversion efficiencies of about 100 gallons per ton, that's 100 billion gallons of fuel. That's, you know, 140 billion gallons of gasoline, or the equivalent of 200 billion gallons of ethanol. So essentially roughly half the personal vehicle transportation, half the gasoline can be offloaded due to agriculture. So it's an incredible potential. The United States has got incredible potential for getting us off oil dependency of imported oil, and we want to push this as hard as possible. Right. Well, it's out for peer review, and we'll see how it plays out. But again, I mean, let me just stress, I really stress this. I would prefer it not that be done by legislation and not regulation.
Just let me say this, Steve. I hear what you're saying. I've heard it loud and clear, and we're very concerned about it. And there's a fairly large group that's making this come to the table for discussion. It's important. We can do that, but we can still move forward.